I never wanted to be a journal editor. In fact, I turned it down about 5 or 6 times. But a long time ago, in doing my own research, writing, educational innovations, I recognized, as I said yesterday, that I saw both in my own work and in many others, developments that might have value for students and others that rise and then may disappear when the champions, when the founders all disappear. For that reason, I decided to begin emphasizing in my own work and in several of my identities what I think of as the scholarship of scale or the scholarship of travel. And when we think about liberal studies, engineering education, and I told you a story about STS, it seemed to me that establishing another organization and an affiliated journal made sense. So I am willing to build, and I know what has come with that. 1,000-word reactions. What the hell is that? Design, juxtaposition, liberal studies, engineering. The language that was included in the invitations to you to come here involved assessing, contributing to a kind of design process for a proposed Bachelor of Arts degree, Liberal Studies in Engineering. Although, as we learn more about it, it's more a Bachelor of it's more about engineering in liberal studies or engineering in liberal arts, because Larry's objective is to have this degree situated in the liberal arts. And in a sense, we are invited and enrolled into a collective design process, knowing that there's a feasibility study step down the road. I guess this would be called brainstorming. Over the past day and a half, what I've seen is a tremendous amount of energy, very animated conversations. Okay, so you people are clearly enjoying yourselves. What's the nature of that enjoyment? What's the nature of that excitement? How can that excitement be shared via 1,000-word reactions in one issue of one in one journal? Well, my judgment is, by the way, I cleared this discussion with one of the organizers, that is David. I haven't yet cleared this with Larry, but I trust David is speaking on Larry's behalf. It seems to me that an excitement that has lived in this room is an excitement built around, or maybe nameable, through the label juxtaposition, which is to say each of us is rethinking our ways of thinking, our ways of doing, our ways of acting, our ways of making, repositioning ourselves in relationship to others whom we've met maybe for the first time or with whom we have reestablished relationships or are further building relationships. Given that, it's what David said to me is, how can we have a journal issue that people really want to read and find as to be exciting? So that takes me beyond the first step. This is, the reactions are not a set of reviews of the provoking piece, but reactions to it. And to that end, it seems to me that what might be most exciting is that if the issue somehow performs what has taken place at the workshop itself, which is juxtaposition. I find juxtaposition actually to be an effective academic strategy, especially for reorganizing power relations. Because if you juxtapose something that is judged to be a subordinate alongside something that is superordinate or dominant, the power relations start to shift, start to change a little bit. And it seems to me that to have an issue that would offer accounts, brief accounts of well-conceived, passionately motivated, well-argued and attractive efforts worthy of further investigation and study through easy Google searching, that might make this issue really quite attractive. So, bottom line here, is I want to encourage you to think about your reactions as accounts of what you are up to now, given your experience in this workshop, given your the fact that you have read the provoking piece, which you will have read before you wrote your 1,000. But you don't have to be responding to it directly, unless you choose to. Only some of the presentations here were engaged in the, or incorporated into the actual design process, offering suggestions on how, on steps to take. And if you choose that mode of reaction, that's okay. I'm going to be looking for ways of categorizing these responses for the benefit of readers. So that's okay. But it's also okay for you to say, here's what I'm doing. Here's why I'm doing it. Here's how it's conceptualized. Here are the its material dimensions. Here are the practices that we are using. Here are barriers we are confronting. Here are issues we face. And as a way of inviting others to join in with you. The workshop, in a way, performs the state of negotiation and communication across the spaces that separate us. Hopefully, we've pretty much demonstrated that the liberal studies does not lack content, nor is engineering homogeneous. So, you know, hopefully, if we can perform such lessons through one issue of one journal, that would stimulate hopefully other research. And in the process, let me also mention again that the journal has a category called critical participation, where we invite, article length pieces. This is an indexed journal, so and peer reviewed. So I invite you then to do what some others have already done, and some in this room are doing now. Providing more extended analyses of what you do. I think then the journal and the idea of engineering studies could indeed function as the big tent that I hope it and want it to be. Do you have any questions for me at this moment? I will be sending you probably a fairly brief follow-up that repeats the words in some form that I just...
What I want to suggest, Gary, is that you're willing to stick around and accept
two. I have to leave at 2:30. I'm catching a plane.
Okay, then questions, yeah.
Around 4 to 5. No, because they fall within the regular issues procedural process for any submitted manuscript. You will not be able to see it until it's actually posted online by Taylor and Francis. I'm sorry. But that's part of the deal about getting a published piece. If you have any further suggestions, by all means, let me know. I'm thinking about juxtaposition as what this...
Thank you, Gary, for taking on this and for offering us this possibility. Thank you very much. So, again, it's 2:30.